from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome once again to the program. I'm glad that you're joining with us for another 15 minutes as we let the Bible speak. Do remember that if you haven't written us yet, we'd like to hear from you. It's always an encouragement when we have our listeners write to us. Maybe you've become a regular listener to the program and the Lord has been blessing His Word to your heart. Well, if that's so, we'd like to know. Make a point this week of dropping us a line. Don't forget that we are offering free gospel literature, and we'll be glad to send it to you on request. Today, the Reverend Ivan Foster is our preacher, and he's continuing with his series in Mark's Gospel, and here he is.
Good morning, folks. Nice to welcome you to our Bible study. It's my privilege to have you join with us once again around the Word of God. In a moment, we're going to continue with the study of Mark chapter 4, the verse 30 through to 34. The subject is the parable of the mustard seed. We started that study. We had to cut it off halfway through. But before we do that, let's listen to Al McGill sing for us that lovely gospel hymn, How Great Thou Art.
God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds Thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. And when I think that God, His Son not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art.
Turning to Mark chapter 4, let's remind ourselves of the particular portion that we're looking at. It's the parable of the mustard seed. Now, we began our study by noticing how the Savior once again was taking up the theme of the kingdom of God. How anxious the Lord Jesus is that men give thought to eternal things. Men are bound up in their thoughts with this world, this passing world, this temporal world. this world that will turn to ashes one day, few will give thought to the kingdom of God. But Christ would have us to do so. And he is showing us in this parable a particular aspect of the kingdom of God. He likens it unto a mustard seed. That seed is a very small seed. It's proverbial in its smallness. It's used as a proverb because it is so small and insignificant. And yet, Christ takes it and uses it and says, here's what the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed which is planted in the ground. It reminds us, of course, and we looked at this last Monday morning, that the kingdom of God is very insignificant in the eyes of men. Just as the mustard seed doesn't have much standing, as it were, when reckoned amongst the seeds of the vegetable world, so the kingdom of God is not reckoned much among the kingdoms of this earth. There's not much thought of preaching. That's the means by which the kingdom of God is advanced and sustained and strengthened. There's little thought of preaching. There's little thought of the message of God. It's like the mustard seed. Insignificant. The position that the true Church of Christ occupies upon the earth in all ages has been at very best insignificant. I showed to you how, when the chiefest of men walked the earth proclaiming the gospel, I'm speaking of the apostles, how were they treated? They're treated as fools. We read how in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and the verse 10 through to 13, Paul tells us there how they were treated. He said, we were the offscourings, the whole earth. The Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 10 and the verse 22 says, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Hated. Because of Christ. Claiming the name of Christ, claiming to be a follower of Christ, doesn't give you standing in the world. You're like the mustard seed, of no importance. But as we also pointed out, just before we had to bring our study to a close last week, the kingdom of God, though it is as a mustard seed, nevertheless will grow. It might be small and insignificant and have all the appearance of weakness, etc. Nevertheless, it will grow. We read to you the words of the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 16 and the verse 18, where he said to Peter, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, the rock being the fact, the truth, the doctrine that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God. That's the rock upon which the church is built. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell cannot prevail against that glorious truth that the kingdom of God, though insignificant in men's eyes, is built upon Jesus Christ, the rock of ages. And consequently, it will grow. It will advance. It will not be done down. It will not be destroyed. Praise God today. The best is yet to be. The end is not yet. God's cause will triumph. Even though it is held in such small esteem in these dark days. But we are told by the Savior that this tiny seed, when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. Verse 32 of Mark chapter 4. So this insignificant kingdom, Christ likens it unto the mustard seed, despite its poor standing amongst men, will grow. It will become large. But I want you to notice that the Savior says something here that we should particularly take note of. That when the mustard tree has put forth great branches. There's an invasion takes place. That which is not of the mustard tree lodges in its branches. The fowls of the air lodge under the shadow of it. Now, I think that there is something there that we need to take careful note of. What does the Savior mean, do you think, by the fowls of the air? Well, there's no need for us to speculate. No need for us to guess and to put forward our own notions as to what this means, for you have but to turn back in this very chapter, the chapter 4, and you'll find the Savior referring to the fowls of the air in another parable, chapter 4 and the verse 4. He's talking about the parable of the sower who went out to sow the seed. And we read, "It came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up." Now, what did the Lord Jesus mean by the fowls of the air? Well, if you turn further in the chapter, he gives us the explanation of this whole parable. Verse 14, "The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in the heart." What did the fowls of the air signify? The workings of the devil. The workings of the devil. So what is Christ saying here in the parable of the mustard seed? It grows up, small beginnings, but oh, how it advances. But when it does advance, lo and behold, the fowls of the air come in and lodge amongst its branches. What is Christ saying? He is saying this, that during times when the kingdom of God grows and advances, there will be an invasion within its ranks. The fowls of the air, signifying the devil and his agents, will seek to enter into the ranks of those who belong to Christ in the kingdom of God. It says in the verse 32, that the fowls of the air lodge under the shadow of it. These fowls find the shady, the gloomy, the shadowy places, and there they take up their lodging. I tell you this, when the crowd is gathering, then they will infiltrate within the ranks of the crowd. Has this ever happened? Oh, it most certainly has. And we're going to look at that very important aspect of the Savior's parable. So tune in again as we gather around God's Word. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.